Good morning. We are pleased to be joined this morning here on News Radio KMAN by Ruth Nicholas, publicist for the Abilene Rodeo, the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo, which is coming up next week. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be on with you this morning.
Absolutely. It's a 75th year for this great rodeo in Abilene. Tell us kind of when and where this is going to be taking place.
We are so glad to be back at Rodeo in Brandon. We will rodeo next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, in conjunction with the Central Kansas Free Fair at the fairgrounds in Abilene, and we are so pumped. We're excited.
All right. 75th anniversary, that's a milestone. So anything new here for this year that people will be excited to see?
Yeah, you know, and this really isn't new because of the 75th. It would have been new last year, which also would have been the 75th anyway. But we've got a video board coming in, a replay board. So you'll see the action up close and personal because there'll be a cameraman at the chutes with the cowboys. And you'll see replays, too, so you'll get to see the good ride twice. And then also, in honor of our 75th, we've got a herd of longhorn steers coming to town. They are beautiful creatures. There'll be 25, 30 of them. They'll be in the parade next Thursday on the 5th. And then they'll be part of the opening of the rodeo. And that's sort of a cool tribute to the Old West. You know, why Abilene was founded way back when is because it was a trailhead or railhead for the Texas Longhorns coming north.
Well, that'll be exciting to see. So when does the parade get going then? Next Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday the 5th and at 4 p.m. through downtown Abilene. And we start rodeoing on Wednesday night, Wednesday the 4th. We call that our Bulls, Bronx, and Barrels, where we have bull riding, saddle bronc riding, and barrel racing only at that night, on that night. But we have the normal mutton busting and clown acts and all those things, all four nights of rodeo.
All right. Well, folks here in Manhattan just finished up the Riley County Fair. We had some rodeo here for a few days, so people are probably going to be excited to head on down to Abilene and check this out because this is a top-rated rodeo, is it not?
Yeah. Four or five times in the last 20 years, we've been nominated as one of the top medium-sized rodeos in the PRCA. But, you know, the cool thing about rodeo is it really is an acknowledgement of the Western way of life, which is how our country was settled 150 years ago, how our state was settled. And it's so cool to see cowboys match up against a horse or a bull that outweighs them by 10 times, and it's very unvarnished. You can't get in the mind of that horse or bull and intimidate him or her, if it's a horse. So what happens is very unpredictable. You can't control an animal that weighs 1,200, 1,500 pounds and makes it really fun for the spectator.
No question about it. It's one of the most entertaining sports to watch in person, especially. And you have some pretty well-known rodeoers coming out here and some good entertainment as well.
Yeah, we've got 350 contestants, many of them world champions, or past world champions, many of them in the top 15 in the world right now. We've got, just as an example, the reigning world champion tie down roper, Shad Mayfield. He'll compete on August 4th in the morning in flat. So we run, Brandon, we run on August 4th and morning of what we call slack, which is the extra competition that doesn't fit into the performances, and that's free for the public to come out and watch, too.
All right. What about as far as entertainment's concerned? What do you have coming out?
We have a guy by the name of Ryder Kisner. He's a trick rider, he's a trick roper, and he hails from Oklahoma. He's a world champion in those arts, in those Western arts of trick riding and trick roping, and his companion, Bethany Isles, comes too, and the two of them put on a dynamite show of trick riding, trick roping, around the arena. It's cool to see. It's another nod of the hat back to those Western arts that were so popular way back when. And honestly, trick riding and trick roping are making a resurgence in popularity.
All right. What about a rodeo clown? Do you have a rodeo clown this year?
Dusty Myers, new guy, new to us at least, out of Mississippi. He's got a big Brahma bull he calls Mercedes that he can actually ride, and he hooks him up like a car. He's got blinkers on him, and he's got a steering wheel on him. Now, last time I talked to Dusty, that bull was a little under the weather, and if that bull is not feeling good, that bull does not do his thing in the arena, and that's for the safety of our animals. But Dusty thought he probably would be in good enough health to make an appearance in Abilene.
All right. Yeah, I'm speaking with Ruth Nicholas. She's a publicist here for the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo there in Abilene. And it's coming up August 4th through the 7th. Let's talk a little bit about the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo and how that kind of ties in here.
That is the world pinnacle of our sport of pro rodeo, held in December in Las Vegas every year. The National Finals Rodeo, as you mentioned, anybody can go to that. Any contestant can go so long as he or she is in the top 15 in their event as of the end of the rodeo year. So those guys and gals are competing hard and heavy over the summer to try to get enough dollars to be in the top 15. Now, next week is really unique in Kansas because there are four pro rodeos in our state. There's Abilene, there's Hill City, Phillipsburg, and Dodge City. So those big-name cowboys and cowgirls come to Kansas and they stay for the week because they'll be able to hit four rodeos in a week. And you're like, the general public thinks, whoa, long drive from Dodge to Abilene or to Phillipsburg. But for those rodeo cowboys, it's not far. They're used to traveling a lot farther distances. So it's a real advantage to have four good Kansas rodeos, all next week because the big names come, stay for the week, and we get to see them compete in Abilene, Phillipsburg, Hill City, and Dodge.
All right. It's going to be awesome to see that. And, of course, exciting talent coming out to the rodeo. There's different nights of the rodeo. There's some different themes going on here. Let's talk about that a little bit.
You know, we've done for the last 13 or 14 years, we've done on our Friday night, which will be next Friday, Tough Enough to Wear Pink. And it's a breast cancer awareness thing, but for us at the Abilene Rodeo, it's not limited to breast cancer awareness. We ask our fans to wear pink. The cowboys will wear pink. The rodeo personnel will wear pink. And we raise money through donation to a cancer fund in Dickinson County. And over the last 13 years, we've raised over $34,000. I'm sorry. But what we really like is that money doesn't leave the county. It goes to people in Dickinson County who are going through cancer, who have all the extra expense that insurance doesn't cover, like fuel, to and from hospital visits, maybe wigs for people who've lost their hair. Maybe they can't work because they don't feel good and they can't work and the bills pile up because there's no income coming in. So we're pretty proud to partner with the Elsie Brooks Memorial Cancer Fund of Dickinson County to make the lives of our neighbors and our friends better. Because honestly, in this world, what counts but to make the life of somebody else a little bit better? So we do that through the rodeo.
Awesome. What a neat promotion there. And that's Friday, August 6th in Abilene, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night at the rodeo. And, you know, we talk a lot about the rodeo here, but there's a lot of other things going on. I've been to Abilene a number of times, and it's just a neat town to be in at any time of the year.
You know, that is what makes it more fun. There's the rodeo at night, but there's plenty to do during the day. The Central Kansas Free Fair is going on, so there's exhibits, and there's the 4-H kids, and there's food vendors, and there's a carnival. But yet there's, Abilene is such a historical town, you know, home of the Eisenhowers and the cattle drives from way back when. So there's the historical houses to visit, there's the Eisenhower Center, there's the Greyhound, National Greyhound Museum that you can visit. And the antique shopping is really good, and there's plenty of places to eat. So you come to Abilene, you come in the morning, spend the day, have a good time sightseeing, and then in the evening you come to the rodeo, and then after the rodeo you go to the carnival, and you have a corn dog, and you just make a day of it, and you just have a good time with your family and your friends.
All right. Well, where can people, if they want to get tickets here for the rodeo, how do they do that?
You can always get them at the gate. Everything's general admission, so you don't have to worry about getting reserved seats. You can get them at the gate for $13. You can get them in advance online for $12, and that website is ckff.net, as in Central Kansas Free Fair, ckff.net for ticket sales. They're also on sale at a variety of locations in the Abilene area, including West Country Mart, the grocery store in town.
All right, very good. Well, Ruth, is there anything else you want to make sure to get out to the public here?
You know, we didn't rodeo last year, and those were some tough days to be at home and think, man, we should be rodeoing. But we didn't, and it was totally valid with the pandemic. But we are back this year, better than ever. So excited to be back. Grab your mother-in-law, grab the wife, the kids, your significant other. Come out and just enjoy life with us, because I think we realized with the pandemic, you got to enjoy life while you can.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Again, it's the 75th year for the Abilene Rodeo, the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo there, going on with the Central Kansas Free Fair. Ruth, thank you so much for talking with us here this morning.
My pleasure.